Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. India supports Gaza peace plan to pave way for a lasting solution, says External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in meeting with his Israeli counterpart Gideon Saar in New Delhi. India sends 40 tons of humanitarian aid to Jamaica and Cuba affected by Hurricane Melissa. In Pakistan, prominent cleric shot dead by unidentified gunmen in Northwest region. Former U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney passes away at the age of 84. And in U.S., polling begins to elect the mayor in New York City and governors in Virginia and New Jersey. And now the news in detail. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that India supports the Gaza peace plan and hopes that it paves the way for a durable and lasting solution. Dr. Jaishankar stated this in his opening remarks during his meeting with Israel's Foreign Minister Gideon Saar in New Delhi. He said the two countries have a strategic partnership and both nations have stood together through testing times.
We have stood together in testing times and we have created a relationship with a very high degree of trust and of reliability. Our two nations face a particular challenge from terrorism. It is essential that we work towards ensuring a global approach of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
Meanwhile, the 17th meeting of Joint Working Group on Defense Cooperation between India and Israel was held in Tel Aviv today. The meeting was co-chaired by Defense Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh and Director General of Israeli Ministry of Defense, Major General Amir Baram. During the meeting, a memorandum of understanding was signed to expand the scope of bilateral defense ties between the two nations. The agreement will provide a unified vision and policy direction to deepen the already strong defense cooperation between the two countries. This will enable sharing of advanced tech and promote co-development and co-production. On the sidelines, Defense Secretary Mr. Singh also met Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz and briefed him on the key outcomes of the Joint Working Group meeting. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met Sri Lanka's Leader of Opposition Sajith Premadasa in New Delhi. During the meeting, the Finance Minister and Mr. Premadasa discussed Sri Lanka's economic recovery and ways to further deepen bilateral economic and investment ties. On the other hand, Dr. S. Jaishankar reaffirmed India's commitment to support progress and development in Sri Lanka. Niti Aayog also hosted a delegation from Sri Lanka, led by Mr. Premadasa, in the national capital. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri has reached London to foster ties between India and the United Kingdom. According to the Indian High Commission in the UK, the Foreign Secretary's meetings will strengthen the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two nations and advance cooperation across key areas. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya addressed the inaugural plenary session of the Second World Summit for Social Development in Doha, Qatar. The minister said, India has demonstrated that the country can empower millions of its citizens by adopting digital innovation along with financial inclusion. On the sidelines of the summit, Dr. Mandaviya met Mauritian Labour Minister and held wide-ranging discussions on expanding cooperation in the fields of skill development, labour mobility, digital labour platforms and social protection. India has sent humanitarian assistance to Jamaica and Cuba affected by Hurricane Melissa. Around 20 tons each to Jamaica and Cuba was sent as humanitarian assistance and disaster relief from New Delhi today. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said Indian Air Force aircraft carried aid, including Arogya Maitri Bhishma Cube, rehabilitation support items, food and daily utilities, medicines, medical equipments, power generators, shelter support and hygiene kits. He added that India stands with its Global South partners in the face of such natural disasters and will assist its friends in recovery and reconstruction. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded a record increase in the number of Indian universities in the QS Asia University rankings over the last decade. 5 Indian Institutes of Technology, Indian Institute of Science Bengaluru, and Delhi University have been placed among Asia's top 100 institutions in the QS Asia University rankings. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In Pakistan, prominent cleric and member of the Provincial Council of Jamiat Ulema Islam Fazl Group, Maulana Abdus Salam, was shot dead by unidentified gunmen today in the northwest region. Police said motorcycle-borne assailants opened fire on the car of the cleric in Charsadda district, killing him on the spot. No group or individual claimed responsibility for the attack. The United Kashmir People's National Party, UKPNP, has strongly opposed any plan to make Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, a province of Pakistan. Party spokesperson Sardar Nasir Aziz Khan said in a social media post that POJK and Gilgit-Baltistan are part of the former princely state of Jammu and Kashmir and not legally or constitutionally part of Pakistan. Khan accused Pakistan of illegally occupying these areas since its invasion on 22nd of October 1947 and said it has no right to change their status. The UKPNP urged the people of the region to unite against occupation and injustice and called on the UN and the international community to support their right to freedom. Former U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney has died at the age of 84 due to complications of pneumonia and cardiac and vascular disease. A Wyoming congressman before becoming defense secretary under President George H.W. Bush, Mr. Cheney played a key role during the 1991 Gulf War. He later served as vice president to President George W. Bush from 2001 to 2009. Mr. Cheney was a leading advocate for the 2003 Iraq invasion, citing weapons of mass destruction that were never discovered. In U.S., polling has begun to elect the mayor in New York City and governors of Virginia and New Jersey. In New York City, Zohran Mamdani, a 34-year-old state assemblyman and a Democratic Socialist, takes on independent candidate Andrew Cuomo and Republican Curtis Sliva in the bid to become city's youngest mayor in over a century. If Mamdani wins, he will become the city's first Muslim mayor. Voters in Virginia and New Jersey are choosing new governors with outcomes seen as a hint of next year's congressional contests. In Philippines, 4 people lost their lives due to Typhoon Carl Meghi, locally known as Tino, which brought torrential rain and powerful winds to central part of the island country today. The storm made landfall around midnight in southern Leyte before striking Cebu. Typhoon caused widespread flooding that left residents stranded on rooftops in Liloan and submerged cars in Mandoy City. Peru has announced to cut off diplomatic ties with Mexico following Mexico's decision to grant asylum to former Peruvian Prime Minister Betsy Chavez. Mr. Chavez is facing charges related to the 2022 coup attempt led by former President Pedro Castillo. Peru's Foreign Minister Hugo de Zella described Mexico's move as an unfriendly act and cited repeated interference by Mexican leaders in Peru's internal affairs. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India supports Gaza peace plan to pave way for a lasting solution, says External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in meeting with his Israeli counterpart Gideon Saar in New Delhi. India sends 40 tons of humanitarian aid to Jamaica and Cuba affected by Hurricane Melissa. In Pakistan, prominent cleric shot dead by unidentified gunmen in northwest region. Former US President Dick Cheney passes away at the age of 84. And polling begins in US to elect the new mayor in New York City and governors in Virginia and New Jersey. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.